Reading from the book of Job. A mortal, born of woman, few of days and full of trouble, comes up like a flower and withers, flees like a shadow and does not last. Do you fix your eyes on such a one? Do you bring me into judgment with you? Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? No one can. Since their days are determined and the number of their months is known to you, and you have appointed the bounds that they cannot pass, look away from them and desist, that they may enjoy like laborers their days. For there is hope for a tree, if it is cut down, that it will sprout again, and that its shoots will not cease. Though its root grows old in the earth, and its stump dies into the ground, yet at the scent of water it will bud and put forth branches like a young plant. But mortals die and are laid low. Humans expire. And where are they? As waters fail from a lake and a river wastes away and dries up, so mortals lie down and do not rise again until the heavens are no more. They will not awake and be aroused out of their sleep. Oh, that they would hide me in Sheol, that you would conceal me until your wrath is past, that you would appoint me a set time and remember me. If mortals die, will they live again? All the days of my service I would wait until my release should come. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm for this morning is Psalm 130, found on page 784. I'll read the first half of each verse up to the asterisk. You all please read the second half. Out of the depths have I called to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice.
Let your ears consider well the voice of my supplication.
If you, Lord, were to note what is done amiss.
O Lord, who could stand?
For there is forgiveness with you.
Therefore you shall be feared.
I wait for the Lord. My soul waits for him.
In his word is my hope.
My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen for the morning. O Israel, wait for the Lord.
For in the Lord there is mercy.
With him there is plenteous redemption.
The second reading is a reading from the first letter of Peter.
Since therefore Christ suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same intention, for whoever has suffered in the flesh has finished with sin, so as to live for the rest of your earthly life no longer by human desires, but by the will of God. You have already spent enough time in doing what the Gentiles like to do, living in licentiousness, passions, drunkenness, revels, carousing, and lawless idolatry. They're surprised that you no longer join them in the same excesses of dissipation, and so they blaspheme. But they will have to give an accounting to him who stands ready to judge the living and the dead. For this is the reason that the gospel was proclaimed even to the dead, so that though they had been judged in the flesh, as everyone is judged, they might live in the spirit as God does. The end of all things is near. Therefore, be serious and discipline yourselves for the sake of your prayers. Above all, maintain constant love for one another, for love covers a multitude of sins. There ends the second reading, the word of the Lord. The third reading is from the Gospel according to Matthew. When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who was also a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be given to him. So Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn in the rock. He then rolled a great stone to the door of the tomb and went away. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were there, sitting opposite the tomb. The next day, that is, after the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered before Pilate and said, "Sir, we remember what this impostor said while he was still alive. After 3 days I'll rise again. Therefore command the tomb to be made secure until the third day. Otherwise his disciples may go and steal him away and tell the people he's been raised from the dead. And the last deception would be worse than the first." Pilate said to them, "You have a guard of soldiers. Go, make it as secure as you can." So they went with a guard and made the tomb secure by sealing the stone. There ends the third reading, the Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. This is the day of walking around the second floor of the hospital outside the doors of an intensive care, wondering what's going on with the one you love behind those doors. This is the day of being pregnant and knowing the baby's going to come sometime, but not sure exactly when. This is the day of pacing about the airport, knowing the plane is going to leave sometime, but not sure exactly when. This is the day of waiting. This is the day of Advent. This day of wondering, when is the sermon going to end so that I can get on with the rest of my life? This is the day of waiting. And that's nice. There's been so much activity and so much activity to come. And this is the day that says, in the middle of all of our activities, wait. There are things going on that you have no control over.
On Maundy Thursday, our Lord says to the apostles, "What I do now, you do not understand, but you will later." This is the day.
I fell in love with the Altar Guild Thursday night. And was saying to myself, we should just put the Altar Guild in charge of the whole church and let everything else just go away. And then I thought, no, you don't want to mess it up. Your names are Mary. You're the ones waiting. You're the ones preparing. You're the ones, while everyone else deserted, who waited at the cross and watched. You're the ones that watched where he was buried. you're the ones that are preparing the body. Your names are Mary, etc. You're the ones. And that's a very holy thing. We wait in the midst of our activities today to see what might happen. Let's pray.
In the midst of life, we are in death. From whom can we seek help? From you alone, O Lord, who by our sins are justly angered.
Holy God, holy and mighty, O merciful Savior, deliver us not into the bitterness of eternal death.
Lord, you know the secrets of our hearts. Shut not your prayer ears to our prayers, but spare us, O Lord.
Holy God, holy and mighty, holy and merciful Savior, deliver us not into the bitterness of eternal death.
O worthy and eternal Judge, do not let the pains of death turn us away from you at our last hour.
Holy God, holy and mighty, holy and merciful Savior, deliver us not into the bitterness of eternal death.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and this fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all this day and forevermore. Amen.